I'm Katya Gordon, and as promised, I have a new guest with me this morning in the studio. Megan Husseth is with me. Megan, I forgot to check. I hope that was a good pronunciation of your last name. Megan is from the Community Partners. She is the care navigator and caregiver consultant there, and this is her first time in the studio, so thank you so much, Megan, for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here and be with everyone here.
I'm excited to have you too, and to have you get a little taste of this particular aspect of our community, which KTWH is definitely a part. Let's talk a little bit about your job at Community Partners. We've had Community Partners staff come in here before, and I know it's a familiar term for probably most listeners, but it seems like there has been more attention as of late, meaning the last few years, on not only helping people who need support staying in their homes, but the people who care for those people also need support. And it seems like that's one of your big focuses. So do you want to just share a little bit about how that developed and how you came to be doing what you're doing today?
Yeah. So I will say that my journey originally started as an intern. And I was with Community Partners for a year and loved it so much and just loved the community here so much that I had this wonderful opportunity where they offered me a job to stay. And I said, yes, of course.
Of course, we love to hear that.
And so during that time, I became the care navigator. Essentially, that's kind of a fancy word is saying like I'm the in-house social worker. So I help folks with getting connected to our services, other resources, information, help with applications, and, you know, help them navigate through just challenging new situations, transitions of care, you name it. I'm kind of your gal for anything when it comes to health and wellness as well. So
great. Yeah. Now, the first question that always comes to mind when you say stuff like that is, it seems like one of the biggest barriers is asking for help. Like, we do not ask for help very readily in this part of the world, and maybe nobody does. So it seems like having people, you know, finding out how to help people is sort of step two. First, how do you get them to ask for help? So I know I just sent a laid a big one there for you, but I'm curious as to what your thoughts are about that.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenging, I agree with you, like our culture here just doesn't have that that spirit of just kind of saying that it's okay to ask for help. But I think what's so amazing about that opportunity is we can grow through so much through community and having partnerships with each other, right? So for example, like we have volunteers that they love to do what they do. And so it's really amazing when you can have these relationships and partnerships come between people. And it's not just, you know, it's not this feeling like, oh no, like I'm a burden, because that's the most typical response that I get is I don't want to burden somebody. I don't want to ask for this.
I don't want to be a bother.
Right. But it's like, to be honest, you know, regardless if it's one of our participants or a caregiver, quite frankly, like so much of having that community and having that support really just increases your health. There's so many benefits to that.
Right. And it's not just one way. Maybe that's kind of what you're saying, too. Like,
yes,
both sides are helped when there's support being given.
Exactly.
It's a two-way street. So hopefully that will help people to think, oh, maybe I could at least inquire.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit about what people could inquire for.
Yeah. So as far as our caregivers, so that's kind of our focus today. We are really, really trying to amp up our caregiver services again, especially during COVID. Just a lot of that just wasn't able to keep going in person. So we're really trying to get our caregiver support group back. It's called the Caregiver Collective. And right now we're just in that information stage where we're trying to see who's interested, you know, what times work best for them. So that way we can go ahead and get that like scheduled in for our 2023 year. And we have this wonderful partnership that we're doing with Kalina Counseling in town. Her name is Kaylee. She'll actually be one of the leads, and then I will be there as well to facilitate as well. But it will just be this really cool opportunity to kind of start anew with caregivers, having support with each other. Like, it's just going to be a wonderful thing. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, so this is for anyone who is, and now similarly to people who might need a little support in their homes, people who are caregivers also tend to not be necessarily thinking of themselves as needing help or wanting to fill another hour of their busy day. And yet I'm guessing that, you know, something that you'd go and then walk away feeling like clearer about your role or clearer about the next step or or just supported in maybe the difficulties of what you face, it really would be worth the time. So, yeah, just I just want to reach out to people who may not consider themselves to be caregivers out there, but to say, you know, maybe you are a caregiver and maybe this could be useful. Is it going to be mostly a talking or obviously people, if they have questions, they get answers. Is it also educational or is it more just sharing?
Yeah, like so kind of through our caregiver support, kind of our goals is just to have a little bit of everything. So talking about, you know, setting boundaries and expectations, self-care, you know, stress management for sure, and those coping skills that come along with, you know, caring for someone, you know, creating plans or getting them connected to services, and then, you know, education on whatever the support group needs. So that can be like, you know, medical conditions or new situations, things like that. And just quite frankly, just a wonderful opportunity for caregivers to support each other. That's been some of the most rewarding things that I have heard from folks that have attended in the past is just having that network and how much you can learn from each other's stories.
Yeah, so. Neat. And tell us again how to sign up. And I don't think this necessarily has a start date at this moment, correct?
Correct. I think, you know, we're wanting early 2023. Right now we're looking for February, unless we can get more feedback before then. So that's kind of our goal right now. So if you're interested, just go ahead. You can give me, Megan, a call at Community Partners. Our phone number is 218-834-8024, and my extension's 4, or just ask for Megan.
Wonderful. Megan, are you the go-to person, too, for anyone who might have a more general question? It sounds like almost anything you would be happy to hear from people. Making community connections is what you're all about right now.
Yep, that's accurate. So I'm, like I said, I'm that resource gal. So, you know, I work with our caregivers and participants. So if there's any questions about other things, other resources in the area, feel free to give me a call and ask for me. So
wonderful. And while I have you here, you know, are there events coming up this holiday season that people could meet the staff and maybe hear a little bit more about what you're talking about?
Yeah, we actually have a Wonderland Bingo that's coming up on the 15th that will be at the community center. I'm not sure if there's an exact time yet, but I believe it will be in the afternoon.
Okay.
So.
And that is also a chance just, I'm sure, to have coffee and cookies and...
Yes, yep. And there will be prizes, too. I know that's always asked if there's going to be prizes, so...
All right. Great. What else do you have? Do you have anything else to share with us about what's going on in Community Partners these days?
Yeah. Well, I can also share, like, one of the other social events that we're doing.
Oh, good.
We do it at the library each Wednesday. We have game day. Which is 1 to 3, and it's just a good time just to, you know, socialize and play games, and they even sometimes do like games on the smart board and stuff too. But you have your classics as well as like a card games and such as well. So
okay, yeah. So you're thinking also about other sort of places. I know the library seems to be collaborating with a lot of different, because now you can actually go do a book club over at Castle Danger, and it's kind of like just. I don't know. I like how we are slowly reminding people of all these places to gather. Mm-hmm. And we have just sort of gotten out of the habit of gathering. And so these are small and informal. And I'm hoping they will get us back into the joy of just being with people and not having a huge time crunch. Anyway, I'm kind of going on and on a bit. But I think that covers what we had come to talk about. But is there anything else that I'm forgetting to ask you about?
No, but I can also just mention for folks that may be looking for services, some of the common services we offer.
Yeah, that would be great.
So some of the most commonly used services that we have is we have transportation. So that's for in town and then also in Duluth. A lot of folks use us for medical specifically, but we're open to other suggestions, other places, other appointments. Yep. And then we also have a grocery delivery program. I know that's been especially helpful for caregivers or folks that just have that difficulty, especially in the winter, getting out, driving, ambulating.
Really good for the winter, I gotta say. Who wants to be driving on those roads if you don't have to?
Oh, yeah. And then the care consultation, that's with me, because like sitting with folks, either doing home visits, office visits, or phone visits, just to get them connected with other resources and assist them with various needs. So those are most common ones right now. We're also hoping to start other services as well, but we're in the process of getting those started. So
great. Thank you so much. I think that will be enough for now, but we will certainly have you back, Megan. It's really wonderful that you're part of our community. Do you have any single word to describe Two Harbors, or like what's one way you want to leave us as sort of a newcomer to our town? And it doesn't have to be unguardedly positive either. I know, of course, we all love to be complimented, but you know, what's your impression of this most unique and interesting town you have come to work in?
Well, it might be more than a one word.
That's fine.
I just have found like there's just been a lot of people that are willing to like neighbors helping neighbors. Like it's been really amazing just to like see how people are connected in town in ways that, you know, somebody steps up to help somebody when they need it, or quite frankly, just to communicate compared to other cities that are a little bit more closed off and kind of do their own thing. So
it is kind of still has that old fashioned neighborliness. Mm-hmm. I agree. I have noticed that too, having moved here as an outsider, that I hope we never lose that. I mean, that is sort of a very, very old traditional, and having interviewed a lot of elderly residents who have lived here for 80 years or more, I think it just goes way, way back to, you know, it's not that far back that it was survival mode to mm-hmm. live in this town. And, you know, conditions were really harsh. And maybe that's just one of the side benefits we get from that history. But anyway, thank you so much, Megan, and we'll have you again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
That was Megan Husseth. She is the care navigator and caregiver consultant for Community Partners.